This is the Hoosier Ag Today Monday podcast. Good morning on the 21st of April, 2025. I'm Andy Eubank, and Hat Podcast is made possible by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. They're online, ffbt.com, to learn more. Eric Pfeiffer and C.J. Miller check in with the news today, including details on the grain indemnity bill that Agribusiness Council of Indiana is pleased to see move to the governor's desk, and learn more about new tractor technology that's coming soon. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin's forecast has some moisture in it this week, but it won't be constant. And there was no trading on Good Friday for the markets. Brian Basting is here, nevertheless, with some thoughts on where the markets are right now. It's all on the way on the Hat Monday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
Considering a career in agriculture? Michigan State University's Institute of Agricultural Technology offers in-state tuition rates for students from Indiana and beyond. With programs like Ag Operations, Forest Technology, and Food Processing, MSU-IAT prepares career-ready graduates in 2 years. Our certificate programs are designed to launch your students' future in agriculture. Take the first step at iat.msu.edu.
The grain indemnity bill on the way to the governor's desk and new technology for the tractor. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Senate Bill 461, the grain indemnity bill, passed through the Indiana legislature this past week. The bill provided updates for the Indiana Grain Buyers and Warehouse Licensing Agency. It was a priority bill for the Agribusiness Council of Indiana. President and CEO Bruce Kettler.
A lot of our members are the licensees that are affected by the regulations, the rules that the Grain Buyers Agency operates under. We're pleased to see it. We know that there were changes that needed to occur. The legislature made that clear. The result of some lawsuits made it clear.
Lawsuits like the one in Huntington County, precipitated by the foreclosure of Salamony Mills back in 2020. The bill made its way through the House and Senate with little pushback from legislators.
A lot of the changes won't directly affect farmers. They will affect more of our ACI members directly because there will be changes in what's accepted for an audited financial statement. There'll be changes in the procedures that the agency uses if there's a notice of deficiency at a licensee. So it more directly affected will be our ACI members or licensees that are involved in being regulated by the agency.
Keller says the process of writing this bill goes back to June of last year when all ag groups came together to work on this collaboratively. He says they didn't always agree on every last point, but they wanted the bill to be positive for all of agriculture. And he thinks they accomplished that.
Not only for the elevators and the folks that are buying grain, the licensees, but also for farmers, because obviously we want farmers to have a lot of opportunity for their markets and ability to be able to have different markets that they can take their grain to. And so it was a good effort on behalf of everybody to make it happen.
Hear more from Kettler about the grain indemnity bill and other bills they were watching throughout the session at HoosierAgToday.com.
When you call Keystone, you're not just making a connection. You're dialing into service, solutions, and success. We're not just here to meet today's needs. We're building for tomorrow, advancing technology, growing opportunities, and driving innovation with the best team in the Midwest. Keystone is more than a business. It's a commitment to our farmer owners, our rural communities, and the future we're all cultivating together. Call the co-op that leads, serves, grows, and embraces the cooperative advantage.
Case IH is introducing some new technology for the tractor in 2026. C.J. Miller reports.
That new technology is called SenseApply. Alex Caldwell with Case IH says the new SenseApply technology is designed to maximize the output of every input.
It is a single cab-mounted multispectral camera that's looking out about 50 feet out in front of the vehicle and seeing swath widths up to about 140 feet wide. And we're analyzing that field condition.
He says SenSupply is being offered for their 2026 50 Series Patriot sprayers and their Trident 5550 combination applicators.
It offers five different live VRA capabilities, able to live VRA nitrogen, PGRs, fungicides, and then three different herbicide modes as well. So we've got a VRA burn down. We also have selective spray modes where we can actually green on brown spot spray with this, and then a base plus boost mode that allows you to spray a broadcast rate across the entire boom and just boost in the areas of the field where you're seeing higher weed pressure.
Caldwell adds that SenSupply brings the most economical and efficient technology to the market.
For all of these live VRA application modes, we're able to do that up to 25 miles an hour. For the spot spray modes, we can actually go up to 19 miles an hour, which is a pretty far departure from a lot of the other systems on the market today. So we have tech that doesn't slow you down, as well as bringing that VRA capability to be able to live react to the crops in the field. You know, VRA is nothing new, CJ. We've been doing it for years and years, drawing maps, loading them into the sprayer. But this is the first time that we're going to be able to read and react based on the field conditions that day, applying that chemical in that spot across the field.
Learn more about Case IH's new SenSupply technology at caseih.com. You can also learn more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. A little bit of moisture as we get started today. Frontal boundary came through the Hoosier State starting overnight last night, and I think the remains of that will be trying to exit the state very quickly here this morning into midday. By noon, I just don't think there's any moisture left anywhere. There may be some lingering cloud cover, and we are going to be seeing strong southwest flow even behind the frontal passage. So I don't think we cool off dramatically, although we're probably not going to be as warm as what we saw, for example, on Friday. Moving forward, the rest of this week, mostly dry in the northern part of the state. Central and southern Indiana may be a little more active, but definitely seeing a cloudy to partly sunny sky for this afternoon. For Tuesday and Wednesday, we are partly to mostly sunny. On Wednesday morning, we may have to dodge a couple of scattered showers in lower Michigan, and that could run over into northern tier counties of Indiana. I don't think it's a lot, quarter of an inch or less. And then as we move into Thursday and Friday, that's where we see our central and southern Indiana precipitation potential. However, I really don't see an exceptional amount of organization until we go overnight Friday night. I'll even give you Friday afternoon through Friday night and into early Saturday. That's when we could see rain with about 80% coverage of a quarter to three quarters of an inch. So if you're lucky and able to dodge moisture through most of this week, I think we see net drying. Good evaporation rates here from today or later today, right on through Friday morning to midday. And after that moisture comes through Friday night into early Saturday, we are dry for the balance of Saturday afternoon and through Sunday the 27th. We start off next week, Monday the 28th, with scattered showers and thunderstorms again, 80 to 90% coverage, quarter to one inch potential. And then we see that linger through Tuesday and maybe even another surge for Wednesday of next week. So that first part of the week is going to feature plenty of precipitation potential. Multi-day moisture from Monday through Wednesday may equal half to nearly 2 inches. And then behind it, we go back dry again for Thursday and Friday to flip the calendar into May. I think our next May system is going to be late the 3rd through the 4th with rain and thunderstorms in pretty much all areas of the state again. So definitely seeing some windows of opportunity here, especially if you're able to miss one or two rain threats. This is going to be able to give us good potential for field work, I think, through a large part of this week. Next week is a little more touch and go. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Every piece of equipment tells a story. The combine that helped build a family farm, the excavator that shaped communities. These aren't just machines. They're chapters in some someone's journey. At Purple Wave Auction, we understand that selling your equipment means trusting us with your legacy. And when you're buying, you're not just getting a machine, you're becoming part of this continuing story. From farm to farm, job site to job site, we help write the next chapter. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
This is Hoosier Ag Today. It's the Friday Farm Market Review. I'm Andy Eubank. Friday, Good Friday, so there were no markets to talk about. A quick recap of Thursday trade. Corn down 2 cents on the May, 482 and a quarter. May beans down 2 1/4 at 1036 and a half. And May wheat, 548 and three quarters, up a penny. June live cattle up $2 and June lean hogs up 7 cents. At the end of trade, I did check in for some thoughts with Brian Basting. He is at Advanced Trading. On Thursday, the final day of trade in the Easter weekend, shortened week of trade. And Brian, it was hard to get any momentum going, especially to the plus side for the grains and oil seeds. What did you make of trade throughout the session?
Thanks for having me, Andy. Yeah, I think it was just more marking time, for lack of a better phrase here. As we approach a three-day weekend, the market is looking at a wet weekend for many. We'll see what the actual rainfall totals end up being. But not only this weekend, Andy, we're looking ahead now to the next week, the week of April 21st. Most forecasters looking for additional rainfall this week. So it may be stop and go, particularly unfortunately, for your listeners there in Indiana and parts of the Eastern Corn Belt. Monday afternoon at 4 p.m., the USDA will give us the corn planting progress report. The five-year average for April 20th, Andy, is 10%. Now, last year, we were a little bit quicker. We were at 11% last year. I don't think we're going to reach either of those levels on this this time around, although some areas were going this week. I don't want to say everybody was shut down. Some areas are going, but for beans, their five-year average is 5%. Last year was 7%. We may be approaching the average. I did hear more folks going after the beans initially because they've seen results. But in terms of the markets, Andy, we're looking at good export sales of corn reported on Thursday, continued to be the primary shop in town here in the U.S. We're looking at some very competitive prices relative to other suppliers. Indications, Andy, that maybe from the Black Sea, specifically Ukraine, and to a lesser extent Russia, supplies aren't quite what we thought they were and below USDA estimates. So maybe as we enter spring and early summer here, that even gives the U.S. a stronger foot in the door, if you will, in the export market. But again, looking at the markets, more or less just seeing what the rainfall totals will be this weekend, looking at any latest tariff developments as we come in there Sunday night and start the markets up again, but more or less positioning evening ahead of a three-day weekend here, Andy.
It would be nice to get to a point where we're paying a lot of attention, maybe most of our attention, to the planting progress and forecast, which is typical this time of year, but there are those outside elements like tariff discussions.
You hit the nail on the head. I think all of us would like to get this settled one way or another. We'll see what the administration has in mind going forward here. But as producers, we want to accept the fact that uncertainty is going to be a fact of life with us in the markets. We want to look for ways, Andy, to turn uncertainty into opportunity, though. Anytime you see this type of volatility in the market and you do get opportunities, for example, we've had a nice rebound in the corn market here the last week or two. If that were to continue for a variety of reasons, you really want to look at turning that into opportunity and defend your balance sheet. So always look at uncertainty in the markets and how to turn that into opportunity. But short answer to your question is, yeah, I think that's just another ingredient, if you will, for price volatility that we've thrown into the pot here for 2025. And it's going to be with us for a while until we get that settled out. But it's an interesting environment, Andy, because we've got inclination to strong inclination that we're going to plant more corn, weather permitting, the next 30 to 45 days here, and less beans than a year ago. But that's far from carved in stone. We'll just have to see what the weather looks like the next few weeks.
Brian Basting, Market Analysis. Brian at Advanced Trading is available at 309-664-2314. Again, Friday, no markets to review. Closed for Good Friday. I'm Andy Eubank. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.